Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and United States begin fresh round of negotiations to finalize trade deal. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung assures of becoming the most reliable partner for India's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, Lebanon and Israel to hold second round of talks in US on Thursday, protests continue in Pakistan's Balochistan over enforced disappearances, Apple CEO Tim Cook announces to step down after 15 years, and Indian shooters to begin campaign at ISSF Junior World Cup in Cairo today. India and the United States began a fresh round of trade negotiations in Washington, aiming at giving a final shape to the much-awaited trade deal between the two countries. An Indian trade delegation will visit Washington this week. In a social media post, U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, shared this information. He termed the visit as a great step to finalize the bilateral trade deal. He called it a win-win development for both nations. Meanwhile, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, government has almost finalized the first tranche of bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. Talking to reporters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said the government is trying to work out what would be the mechanism on which India would get preferential access in the U.S. market compared to the country's competitors.
Well, we have almost finalized our free trade agreement, the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement with them. We are trying to close the T's and dots on that and work out what would be the mechanism by which India can get a preferential access, market access in the U.S. market compared to our competitors. The team will be discussing these aspects while they are in Washington.
President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in the honor of her South Korean counterpart Lee Jae-myung at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night. During the banquet, President Lee said the Republic of Korea has become a mutually beneficial partner in opening a new future together with India. He said India is making a quantum leap towards a golden age under Prime Minister Modi's vision of a developed India 2047. Mr. Lee said during his meeting with Mr. Modi, they agreed that Korea and India are optimal partners in many aspects and will become the most reliable partner for the realization of India's vision of 2047. President Murmu also said India has the skill, speed and scale, while Korea has expertise in high-tech manufacturing, and by combining the strengths, numerous opportunities can be created for the youth of both nations. Receiving a Korean counterpart, the president said, India and Korea should explore opportunities for cooperation in green and clean energy, as well as other climate technologies to secure a sustainable future for humanity. India and South Korea have emphasized enhancing economic cooperation during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting president of South Korea, Lee Jae-myung. Briefing the media after the bilateral talks in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary East in the MEA, P. Kumaran, said that the two leaders reviewed the overall progress in India-Korea special strategic partnership.
Both sides have decided to enhance economic cooperation, and the new areas of cooperation include shipbuilding, artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, supply chain resilience, and diversification. The two sides also decided to further strengthen people-to-people ties. There was an alignment of views on several regional and global issues of interest to both sides, particularly in the Indo-Pacific.
Talking about defense cooperation, Mr. Kumaran said that government is looking forward to collaborate in terms of procurement of more kinds of defense hardware, telecom equipment and cyber security with South Korea. The U.S. Department of State has confirmed that America will host the second round of talks between Lebanon and Israel on Thursday as the two countries push on with direct negotiations amid regional tensions. We have a report.
The talks, which will take place at the State Department, will be the first since a fragile ceasefire came into effect between Hezbollah and Israel last week. State Department spokesperson said the United States welcomes a productive engagement that began on the 14th of April. Lebanon's ambassador to Washington, Nada Hamadeh, and her Israeli counterpart, Yeshi Leiter, led the first round of talks, which was also attended by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In a televised address, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun reasserted that Beirut will continue on the path of negotiations with Israel, adding that these negotiations are neither a weakness nor a retreat. But Hezbollah chief Naim Qassem rejected the negotiations, describing the talks as part of a series of losing concessions that the Lebanese government is making to Israel. The talks came less than a week after a massive Israeli wave of airstrikes across Lebanon, including the capital Beirut, that killed more than 300 people, including medics, women and children. With Bimal's report, this is Subhadra for World News.
This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Protests continue in Balochistan over enforced disappearances in the area since the last few months. According to the Baloch Yek Yeheti Committee, BYC, a Baloch family staged a sit-in protest on the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC Highway at Sahaki Balgatar in Balochistan's Kech district yesterday, following the enforced disappearance of a relative demanding his immediate and safe recovery. The 24-year-old farmer Abidin Baloch was forcibly disappeared on Sunday evening at the Kilkor Road by Pakistan's intelligence agencies. Since his enforced disappearance, the family had received no information about his whereabouts. The BYC said this protest is a call to end enforced disappearances and hold the state accountable for systematic human rights violations in Balochistan and to ensure the safe release of Abidin. Apple CEO Tim Cook, who has led Apple since 2011, will step down on the 1st of September this year, ending a 15-year leadership tenure. He will move to an executive chairman role, with current hardware engineering head John Ternus stepping in as the new CEO. This transition concludes a period of significant growth and shifts leadership to focus on future innovation. Ternus, who joined Apple in 2001, has recently overseen the company's hardware engineering efforts and has played a key role in reigniting sales of products such as Apple's Mac computers, which have gained market share in recent years. U.S. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remar has resigned from her post. She has now become the third member of President Donald Trump's cabinet to leave within 2 months. Chung said a deputy, Keith Sonderling, would be the acting Labor Secretary. White House Communications Chief Stephen Chuang announced her departure on social media, saying she would be moving to the private sector. All three cabinet officials who have quit are women. The other two are Attorney General Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. World Creativity and Innovation Day has been observed today globally. The United Nations designated this day to raise awareness of the role of creativity and innovation in all aspects of human development. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, following the 2005 convention, helps countries strengthen the creative industries and promote artistic freedom. The theme for this year is Harnessing Creativity for Global Progress, encouraging the use of new ideas to drive sustainable development and solve real-world challenges. The day emphasizes moving beyond conventional thinking in technology, education and entrepreneurship to create a better, more sustainable future. Moving on to the world of sports, Indian shooters will begin the campaign at the ISSF Junior World Cup Rifle, Pistol and Shotgun in Cairo, Egypt today. India has fielded the largest contingent with a 71-member team. Two medals will be decided today in the 10-meter air rifle women and 10-meter air pistol men events. Competitions will also feature the 25-meter pistol precision stage and skeet events for both men and women today. A total of 284 athletes from 25 nations are participating in the tournament. The event also serves as a key preparation for the Junior World Championships in Zul, Germany in June this year. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and the United States begin a fresh round of negotiations to finalize trade deal. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung assures of becoming most reliable partner for India's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Lebanon and Israel to hold second round of talks in the U.S. on Thursday. Protests continue in Pakistan's Balochistan over enforced disappearances. Apple CEO Tim Cook announces to step down after 15 years. And Indian shooters to begin campaign at the YSSF Junior World Cup in Cairo today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.